Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Sarah Heiner is here. She's the president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is the website. They're twice monthly print publication. Of course, their annuals are there in print as well, but their online presence is amazing, including Sarah's blog, which we're working off of last segment or two. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Tell us about Bottom Line.
I call it 30 minutes to smart because we were doing action-oriented, like just quick hit. What do you need to know? How do you make a decision better? So we talk to the top experts. We fact-check it. We double-fact-check it so that you know what to do to how to make a decision, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's career, whether it's online shopping. Kind of a little bit of everything. It's an overview of everything you need to know about life.
Probably a third of the things you can read while you're eating a cookie, for goodness sake. I mean, they're nuggets, and they're smart people who write for this, including our guest this half hour. Sarah, Bottom Line Inc., folks, bottomlineinc.com. Sarah, let's talk about watching out for the curveball. And, of course, we're talking about curveballs of life, right? And in your blog, you talk about, you know, how do you deal with things when they don't go as planned? What do you think?
Things don't always go as planned, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Even the world's best planners, suddenly something happens, and then your whole day is shot. And the key in life is how are you going to respond to it? Are you going to let it, you know?
One of the root truths about life and business is something I learned from someone a long time ago. All projections are wrong. If you're doing a financial projection, it'll never be perfect. It'll always be wrong.
Absolutely. Well, there's a Chinese proverb that I'm going to now misquote, but it's something to the effect of the only thing consistent in life is change.
Yeah.
That things will always change on you. So the real challenge as a business person, as a business owner, is how are you going to respond to that? Right. So a couple weeks ago, I had my everything in order. I had my everything. I finished everything over the weekend. I'm ready for Monday morning. And I come in and one of my key employees came in and resigned, a young guy who I was only waiting. You know, I had him for 2 years. He'd been incredible. Mm-hmm. And now, as a young guy does, he was ready to move on with his life. He was going to move into New York.
Mm-hmm.
And now your whole day is blown. Mm-hmm. So as humans, our first thing is often to do the blame, resent, anger, paralysis, right? You do all these things, but none of them help you move forward. So, you know, instead it's what's a constructive way to do it? I mean, again, to me, the underlying premise of my life is I trust that change is going to happen, right? So there's no sense fighting it. I don't get freaked out. You can't. It's inconvenient. You got to take a pause, but you know it's going to happen.
You know, my audience has heard me say this before. In the 80s, in the late 80s, I was downsized twice as an executive. I was downsized twice in 18 months. The companies just either the company went, you know, didn't make it or they got rid of a division. I was downsized twice in 18 months. I had two teenagers and two mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
And I started that made me start my business, 89. And you know what, Sarah, within a year and a half, I went back and thanked both of the people who did that to me.
Well, to the point of our last.
You have to think about life that way, right?
How do you face that? Right.
Well, and I want to say one other thing. In the Frost poem, the Path Not Taken, which is often called The Road Less Traveled, there's a passage in there that says, as way leads on to way.
Yeah.
That's how you deal with life, as way leads on to way.
Indeed. And again, as you said, changes happen. So you always, you're going to have no choice but to have to deal with it. So now what? Does it send you on a different path that will send you in a better direction? Mm-hmm. Does it force you to reevaluate mm-hmm. the situation? Is what you thought was so urgent and important really that urgent? Or perhaps
and you can't
need that
look anymore? Back.
No.
No matter what happens.
But you do need to
focus forward. Cross thoughts quickly.
But you do need to deal with it calmly. The spiking your stress doesn't work. Breathe and then make the plan.
Yeah. And then say what Sylvester Pussycat said. I've been thrown out of better places than this.
Hey, Sarah, I thought that was Groucho Marx.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. We always love it having Sarah Heiner on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.